Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we got an outstanding show coming up for you today, but we want to start by thanking some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, which is the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, at Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline.
And, of course, I want to thank all our sponsors, and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. You know, you can always jump into the discussion on Facebook, at our Facebook page, and on Twitter as well. It's at Cal_SBN. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired shows are up via podcast on most of the major podcasting sites, and Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.net. And as always, we've got a packed show coming up for you tonight, so you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Coming up later on SBN, we will speak with Mr. Charlie Wilson from Viva Medicare of Alabama. It is open enrollment season, and he is here to give you the best information on what they have to offer our veterans. And believe it or not, Veterans Day is next week, and we will be joined by Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council to get us up to speed on what is happening around the South Alabama area, or I guess, Tom, it might be easier to say what's not happening.
Yeah, around not the truth. Yeah.
The South Alabama area, I guess, with the ongoing COVID issues. And of course, Tom's Tirade, it's a classic on Do You Have a Flag?
Do you have a flag?
I guess the question is, how much longer are we going to get to have ours?
We're subject to lose our flag the way things are going.
Oh, there you go. First, it's always great to speak with a great supporter of our veterans and first responders, Mr. Nick DeMario from Ed's Seafood Shed. Nick, welcome back to SBN.
Welcome aboard, big guy.
What's going on?
Man, I don't know. We're just trying to get by, man. You know, waiting for the results.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were just talking about what my...
I'm just going to keep selling food and making people happy. That's all I can do.
There you go. Well, you know, we can't control any of that other stuff anyway. We already done all we could do and vote. And that was it. So it's left up to the other people. But, man, I tell you, the Ed's kind of got slammed out there with the hurricane.
Yeah, we Our building lost a few sheets of lattice, and you know, the water came up on the bottom, you know, 4 or 5 feet, and moved some walls and stuff. But other than that, we, you know, 36 hours later, we got most of it fixed, and you know, we're back pouring coffee for breakfast and pancakes and, you know, shrimp for lunch and, you know, grilled fish for dinner.
There you go, man. You know, and even frying some cornbread, huh? Deep fried it.
Fried cornbread started to become a staple there, for sure.
I bet that. Well, you know, that is really a good meal, especially when you put that little homemade sauce on there that you've got, the little sweet sauce.
Well, you think about, you know, football, because of the stuff that's going on, everybody's at home watching the game instead of going to the stadium and you know, if it's an early game or late game. But, you know, instead of chicken wings, you can get a big tub of green, a big plate of fried cornbread, gumbo, slaw. You know, what a cool little party to have than your typical pizza and chicken wings.
Yeah. I love me some gumbo, man, and you know, maybe a little coleslaw and some of the crackers and all that y'all furnish with it when you let it go.
Yeah, and the weather's getting a little chilly for that too. I mean, the cool thing, like breakfast, we have those heaters outside and we have those pull down sides. So I temped the outside patio today morning. We were 68 degrees sitting outside.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. But you know, those big curtains you've got out there are real thick though, and they actually close that whole outside porch off. And the heaters are awesome. I don't know where in the world y'all got those things from.
Yeah, Isinglass, just like you have on a big boat. We close those, it's like closing the garage door, and we got these plumbed in heaters from Calcana, and they do a great job, man. It's just we're able to set the lights, camera, action, and you know, be on the greatest spot on the causeway, looking out on the water, eating outside, and in the middle of November, you know, fixing to be November.
Right. It's just really, really neat, you know, for you to be able to make that work over there and be able to sit. You're actually outside, but yet you're warm and in a good climate.
Yep, and you can have some gumbo to heat your insides, or even a little bit of crab bisque. You pick.
Man, I'll tell you what, I just come out and picked up some of the gumbo and coleslaw and took it over to Florida the other day and saw my great granddaughter, and they haven't had Ed's gumbo, and I messed up a bunch of people. We will be moving back over to Ed's to get some more.
we had a few people in there today, and the lady says, I walked by the table and said, how is everything? She goes, I got the crab cake bowl. And she's like, man, that crab cake is so good. And she goes, what's in it? You know, we put claw meat lump in there, just a little bit of the house crackers, and then some romelade to kind of bind it together. And then we take that cake and patty it up. And then we put it in that fryer for just a few minutes to lightly kind of crisp that outside. Lay it on top of those house-made greens and collards. And then finish it off with that crab bisque on top. She's like, man, do you want to try it? I said, I've tried it. I mean, this lady was wanting to feed me the food.
That you had designed and cooked, invented and cooked.
Yeah, it was cool. That's a good compliment.
That is, yeah.
And people doing the job. But, you know, that's the most rewarding part of the business, besides making friends of people, is the ooh and an ah of food.
And
regardless of people's statements of what's going on in the world, food can bring us all together, sure, in a peaceful manner to make us all smile.
Sure. It is, and you know, and that's one of the friendliest things that there is. It is a good meal with amongst some friends.
And then being respectful in what we do and try to give them great hospitality. Next week we've got, I think it's next week, Veterans Day, right? We're going to
doing
a little get-together on Wednesday where if you're a vet, they'll be on the lower patio just hanging out, having some lunch and just kind of getting together. And it'd be great to all break bread together.
There you go. Well, it's neat, you know, and all the veterans out there, if they're looking for a place to go for lunch on Veterans Day, make sure that you partake of the food over at Ed's Seafood Shed, and they, you know, get your 15% discount for being a veteran.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if you're a vet out there and you're listening, you're there that day, you'll get you a free cup of gumbo.
There you go. Just mention you heard it on the 106.5 Scuttlebutt, SBN. Thank you, Nick.
Sounds good, man. All right, buddy. Have a great night. Thank
you
all.
You too, buddy. Have a blessed one.
Bye-bye.
I tell you what, Tom, I'm hungry just thinking about it over here.
I'm thinking about going over there now.
There you go. I'll handle things.
All right.
I don't know how you can make it, but good stuff. And, you know, next week, you heard it here on Veterans Day. You can grab, if you're a veteran, grab a free cup of gumbo over there at Ed. So we're going to have some more information about Veterans Day coming up later on the show. But on the other side of the break, Mr. Charlie Wilson with Viva Medicare when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Again, our numbers, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to jump in to the discussion. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN, and we throw a lot of our topics, not only for current shows, but for future shows, out on the social media platforms, to give you some information. You can also comment and keep the conversation going there. And it is always an honor to be joined on SBN by Mr. Charlie Wilson from Viva Medicare of Alabama. Hey, Charlie, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Hey, guys, how are y'all tonight?
Man, we're doing fine and blessed. With this weather that we've had the last few days here, that's you know, if you had a convertible, it'd be top down weather.
That's right, motorcycle weather too.
Ooh, yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. This is Charlie Wilson from the Viva Medicare Insurance or Medicare Insurance. But Charlie, what is AEP? We keep hearing about AEP. What is that?
Well, I'm sure everybody's seen all the commercials that are running right now on every single. Every single station that's out there.
Oh, yeah, every 5 minutes.
That's right. Mailbox filling up with stuff, too. So AEP is our annual enrollment period. It began on October 15th. It runs through December 7th. So every year during this time, anyone that has original Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan can change their plans or change their health insurance.
So in other words, anybody that's Medicare age eligible can get Viva Medicare?
That's right. Anybody on Medicare. So, yep. So some people have been awarded Medicare due to disabilities, and some people age in at 65 and older. But, yes, anybody that has Medicare, has been awarded Medicare, can get Viva.
All right. So if you're approaching 65, are you going to be at 65 in the next few months, then you can go ahead and apply for it? You don't have to already be on it?
Yes, sir. That's right. There's something called a special election period. That's one of them. When you age into Medicare, if you move, if you're coming off group insurance, there's several reasons that you can change your insurance all year long.
Okay. So there are some extenuating circumstances during the year, even though you may already be on a plan that you could change.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, how is, with all the COVID stuff and everything going on, how is Viva making it safe for us to enroll during this period of time. And do we have to come to some office somewhere or something, or what do we got to do?
Well, that's an absolute great question. And in light of COVID-19, you know, Viva Medicare is offering all kinds of social distance in-person meetings, as well as virtual meetings, which can be found on our website at www.vivahealth.com/live. And then you can always just call me. I can talk to anybody. I can enroll people over the phone.
Hold on a minute. For all of you people out there that may be interested in talking to someone about Viva Healthcare, while he's getting ready to talk about this, get you a pencil, piece of paper, and take down his phone number.
That's right.
And his name is Charlie Wilson. He'll talk to you personally about this. And if he doesn't answer your phone, he'll call you back in a short period of time.
That's exactly right.
But all right, go ahead with your spiel now. I interrupted you right in the middle of it.
All right. So, well, that was it. I mean, we're doing in-person with social distancing, obviously with masks. We can do that at the office. I'm still doing in-home for people that feel comfortable that way. Like I said, we're going to I can do it by phone. We can enroll people by phone. I'm going to give you my number now, and I'll give it to you again at the end. But it's I'm local, area code 251-370-0251. That's my cell phone number.
Okay. 370-2051. Is that right?
0251.
0251. That correct me, man. Correct me.
That's right.
Yeah. What are some of the unique features about Viva versus some of the other Medicare plans?
Well, Viva is a different kind of company. We're considered a concierge insurance company, and basically what that means is everybody that signs up with Viva statewide gets an insurance agent. That's what I am. So my people actually call me directly if they have a question about doctors in network or getting reimbursed for something, or who they need to go see to use their dental benefits. They're able to call their agent. We do have member services number. It's answered in Birmingham. We're owned by UAB out of Birmingham. We don't outsource our phones to somewhere in the world. We have local people that answer them. We don't have a phone tree. When somebody calls, we pick up and say, thanks for calling Viva. I don't have to push any buttons to talk to anybody.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, does your plans, can veterans be a part of this plan as well as anyone else that's eligible for Medicare?
That's exactly right. Now, we've developed a plan just for veterans. So we have veterans that are going to the VA. We have a plan outside of that. If they have Medicare that has so many extras. The plans don't cost anything. We have $2,000 of dental, $150 towards prescription eyewear, $100 a quarter over-the-counter allowance for people to get cold medicine and vitamins and toothbrush. We have a fitness program that is unbelievable. So we have a lot of extras that don't cost the veterans anything.
Hmm. Really? So, but in other words, they would have their regular Medicare program and the Viva program?
That's right. Advantage plans are considered Part C. So A is hospitalization, B is doctor, C is the Advantage plan, which is what Viva is, and D is the drug plan. So we combine A, B, and D in these plans, and we're Part C. So people that have Medicare can also have Advantage plans, and it gives our veterans a lot more extras that they may not be getting. It gives our veterans the ability to go outside of the VA if somebody lives in Pritchard, or if somebody lives over in Baldwin County and they they can't make it to Tillman's Corner all the time over to the VA. You know, it gives them the ability to see doctors outside of that. That could be more convenient for them.
Okay. Now, you know, if you're in the VA and you're a disabled veteran or part of that VA system, you can actually get flu shots and things, shots of that nature from them free. Is that included in your plan?
It is. So that's exactly right. Matter of fact, this Friday we're having a flu shot. We're doing the flu shots for our members at the office. But, yes, we have all kinds of shots that are included. even help people get very sick, and you know the flu spreads to others. So getting your flu shot significantly decreases that. So we encourage everybody to get their flu shot. But the flu shot on our plan is $0. Anything preventative, colonoscopies, mammograms, anything that's considered in that category doesn't cost anything on our plan.
Really? Oh, that's neat.
Yes.
Well, what are some of the recent awards and all that you guys have won?
So actually, a lot of things, but very, very proud. We have been number one in customer satisfaction 11 years in a row.
Ooh,
and that's on CMS.gov. That's not Viva saying that. That's our members. We've reached 4.5 out of 5 stars again for 2021. So they've been doing this for 6 years, the five-star plan, and we've been 4 stars or higher every single year, and we're very, very proud of that.
That is unbelievable. I don't know that any other insurance company that I've talked to carries a Medicare plan that has promoted the fact that where they've got any stars. So I don't know whether you guys are the only one or not. But we don't have, but you know, maybe a half a minute or so left. But how about giving our people a rundown on where you're located, phone numbers, websites, and et cetera?
Absolutely. So we're located on Dolphin Street, right across from McConnell Cadillac, in that shopping center right behind the Crystals drive-through there in Mobile. Our local office number is 380-2222. My personal cell phone number is 251-370-0251. And like you said, if somebody calls me and they don't get me right away, just leave a message. I'll get back to you absolutely as quick as I can. I've been doing Medicare for over 10 years. I consider myself an expert and would be glad to help anybody I could.
I know this guy personally, and he's a great guy, and he will sincerely take care of you. So I as Tom Clarkson, highly recommend Charlie. He's a dang good vet, too. Hang in there, buddy.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Y'all
have a blessed night.
Yes, sir.
Break, Mr. Lou Lartigue with the South Alabama Veterans Council when we return to the Scuttlebutt.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And a quick programming note, of course, next Wednesday is Veterans Day, and we are going to be broadcasting live on Veterans Day from noon until 2 p.m. from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's next Wednesday, Veterans Day. We're going to be broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama there on Mobile Bay. And we got a full 2 hours, plenty of time to discuss some of the issues and also talk with some of the veterans about their experiences and the things that are going on in the area during Veterans Day. And I know, Tom, we do want to mention some of our sponsors that help make the show possible.
We certainly do, and we couldn't, you know, do without these fine people working with us for all these years that we've been on the air. And we'd like to thank those fine people. And they start with the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park that we were just talking about, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and the Lifeline Counseling Service, which also has the Veterans 211 hotline.
And it is always an honor to be joined on SBN by Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, thank you again for joining us, and thank you for your service.
Hey, well thanks, Cal. Thanks. We're good to be with you guys tonight.
Man, I tell you what, it's really neat to see that we're getting this close to a Veterans Day again, but it will be a Veterans Day event like none other that we've ever had, because we're accustomed to having a big Veterans Day parade, and then we all secure there and get everything cleaned up, and we go over to Fort Whiting and have a big old luncheon and have a good time there and get a chance to meet our new Veteran of the Year. And that ain't going to happen this year. So give us a little insight, man, about what do we got to do now?
Well, I tell you what, it's kind of disappointing, but we are continuing, you know, to try to make it a great day for all of our veterans. And the Veterans Commission out of the Chamber of Commerce has done a great job of putting together a program over at the battleship and working with General Cobb and those folks over there. And they're going to have the Patriot of the Year. Captain Kathleen Heyer was our Patriot of the Year, and she is not going to be able to be there for a number of different reasons, which is a shame, because she's a graduate of Murphy High School and from Mobile, and went to the Naval Academy and in the space program and spent over 700 hours in space. And so she, it's a great thing. But, you know, we got Commander Pete Ream, U.S. Navy retired, is our Veteran of the Year. And Pete has been working hard over the past 20 years here in Mobile. Right. And so we'll honor him that day at the battleship. And it's going to start off at 9:30. With the flyover from the U.S. Coast Guard, going to do flyovers, and then we move inside the pavilion, the aircraft pavilion, and have our program to recognize Pete and other veterans, Chester Fagan and Rafael Maharaj, our two presidential award folks, and so it's going to be a good day. And then afterwards, we can all run down to see Nick and Pete at his place and have lunch.
There you go, over to Ed's Seafood Shed. Yeah, where the Top Cat will be. I'll do some interviews from over there. All that being said, now though, Lou, I mean, can just veterans come to that event, or I mean, what? How does that work?
No, it's open to the public. Parking will be free, and the battleship is encouraging everybody to come out, and they will. They're encouraging, social distancing, wearing masks, and so forth, just to be safe. And so I think it'll be a great event. And we're not going to do the 7 o'clock in the morning thing over at the battleship with the flag. So
right.
There'll be a number of things that we're not going to do, but. I do want to mention that there's going to be a Field of Valor program put on out at Municipal Park.
Oh, okay.
On Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th. And the program is going to have on the 7th of November at 11 o'clock, they're going to have over about 100 flags lining the parkway, very much like what we do at Flags of Glory. But we were not able to exercise our program this year. So they're going to do one out there. And the Mobile Exchange Club does that. And can sponsor a flag with them if you'd like. And there's more stuff on their webpage.
And where's this going to be at?
There. But,
where's it going to be? Where's it going to be at?
Yeah, out at Municipal Park at the pavilion out there.
Oh, out off of Ziegler?
Off of Ziegler, yes.
Okay, the lakes are at and all the quack quacks.
Yeah.
The ducks.
All the ducks and snails.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I tell you, a lot of our posts and a lot of our municipalities, especially on the East Coast, are recovering from from the storms, and our post 199, it puts on a big thing in Fairhope. They had to close their post because their building, that 108-year-old building that they're in over there, had a tree fall through it and really damaged it. So they're recovering, and some of the other posts and organizations over there are having a similar problem.
Yeah, well, that's one of the ongoing problems that we're having, not only from the COVID, I guess, and the problems that we've had with that. I know we with the Marine Corps League have had problems trying to have our meetings, and we've had to cancel a lot of things. I actually had to cancel our Marine Corps birthday ball and move it back to a smaller service, you know, where we would cut the cake and get the word from the National Commandant and General Lejeune. But, you know, you just have to do what you got to do. But
yeah.
Now, William F. Green, here we go again with all of our veterans up there, the sick in that facility. What do they have it, a virtual ceremony of some kind or something?
Yeah, and I tell you what, those guys up there are doing a great job taking care of our veterans, and they have really held down the COVID situation really good. But, yeah, they're going to have a virtual ceremony. Jerry Cherney, who was the Marine Corps League state commander up there, is going to be the guest speaker. And he's going to do it virtually. I think they taped it today. And they'll fire it all to their TVs in all of the rooms and everything for the veterans. So, you know, it's not like it, you know, should be, but it's at least it'll give the vets up there a feeling of being appreciated and everything.
There is there any other location for additional information that may come out or change or occur?
Well, I'll tell you, we got our SAVC.net webpage.
Okay.
And on there is some more information about the other events, Post 99, American Legion Post 99, and Foley's holding a parade at 10 o'clock in the Max Griffin Park, followed by a lunch at their post. And a lot of the posts, home posts, are, you know, having hot dog and things and stuff that's going on for their veterans. And,
well, we had to make some changes, too, for the Toys of Tots. We're meeting. It'll be at this Saturday over at the USS Alabama Memorial Park. So appreciate you taking the time to be with us, Lou, and looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday, brother, at the battleship.
I'll be there.
Have a good
one. Thanks, Jim.
The recent death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota has sparked debates in this nation on numerous topics in ways that few other tragedies could. Of course, the gun-controlled Nazis in the Communist Democratic Party had to blame the event not on a bad cop with a history of conflict with the deceased, but on the phantom menace of systemic racism within local police forces. And of course, systemic racism within the nation, dating back to Al Sharpton's felonious representation of Tawana Prawley. Of course, Sharpton is from that long line of the progressive left whose hearts lay less with the victims of tragedy and more with the heart of pushing an agenda. And, of course, in the immortal words of Rahm Emanuel, never letting a good crisis go to waste. So in the wake of words of the community organizer-in-chief, many have begun calling for what Michelle Antoinette did in the early days of the campaign, a fundamental transformation of this country. Guns are no good, of course. Cops are quite possibly even worse. And they both should be removed from the hands and communities of law-abiding citizens of the country because, respectively,
They are just too damn stupid to know how to use them, and they are too damn stupid to know their place, except that they both provide a constitutionally guaranteed right of self-defense for the millions who lawfully use their firearms to protect themselves, and of course, the police utilize the same. That they both also guarantee a citizen prepared to defend itself against an overreaching government, and more likely the reason that anarchists and progressives choose to demonize guns, cops, and those who support the Second Amendment. Probably one of the most glaring ironies of the Floyd protest slash riots slash anarchy slash violence slash shooting slash unlawful occupations slash destruction of personal property slash destruction of personal dreams slash hedonism on display slash attempt to overthrow our national institutions slash the malicious rewriting of our nation's history is that his death has largely been forgotten since the race-baiting Al Sharpton spoke at his first of many memorials weeks ago, a fact that seems to be lost on progressives, Marxists, communists, and their pawns, including their accomplices in the Democratic Communist Party and their state-run media, all advocates of eliminating the Second Amendment and overturning the Constitution. And while our laws, based on the Constitution, may guarantee that these groups have a right to protest in peace, the shootings, lootings, violence, and theft memorialized in the aftermath only highlight that it is not law-abiding citizens who commit these heinous acts, but criminals who disregard the laws to commit their crimes, a fact not lost on silent majority of this nation who mourn the loss of Floyd, but who also decry the daily losses due to gun violence, gang violence, and drug addiction due to the inaction of the Marxist progressives at every level, local, state, or federal, in the House of Representatives where Nancy Botoxy rules the roost. Considering that she has not advanced any legislation on race relations in the aftermath, I would imagine that she realizes that even in the wake of such a tragedy, she would be on shaky ground to push such legislation in an ostensibly Republican-controlled Congress. Who says she is not pragmatic? The news of the Floyd's death impacts us all. It was another example of abhorrent violence in a world that has seen far too much of it. Like so many of our prior tragedies, when it comes to this statistically minuscule instance of white cop on black suspect death, the nation's attention turned, albeit briefly, to discussions of compliance to law enforcement. And then, as time went on, those things left the headlines and life continued. Except, in this case, even though the issues of respect for law enforcement and access to guns still exist, we have a new scapegoat. A flag, and oh my gosh, big bronze statues. They are a convenient target, of course, and they make it much easier to take a stand against a piece of history than it is to try and address the larger, tougher issues related to black-on-black violence and the growing race-baiting industry we have in our country. It's easier for the politicians and the pundits and the public to rail against the flag and the history of our country, but it doesn't move us one step closer to preventing a more race-baiting violent riots from happening again. What it does do is widen the chasm that exists between blacks and whites in this nation. Just as the fantasy of white privilege did not descend to place its knee upon the neck of Floyd, the Confederate flag wasn't even an observer to the act. One can only wonder if the outrage would be the same if the killer had posted pics on social media holding a hammer and a sickle, the flag of ISIS, or a pride banner. I somehow doubt it. And in the end, removing the Confederate flag and similar memorials from our national concerts will do little to stop. And they are mentally deranged from committing acts of violence against others. Today, in our current climate, it serves as a political rally cry for the Marxist, Communist, Progressive Democratic Party and those of its ilk while deepening the racial divide in this nation. And, just maybe, stoking the fires of hatred in the next deranged killer. A sad but true commentary. Some have commented that it is time for the Confederate flag and statues to go. Become a museum relic. Major retailers are refusing to carry Confederate merchandise, and no surprise, corporations are running from anything to do with Dixie. Most are saying that the move has little to do with the riots, but rather that the flag is simply too controversial and offensive to a small minority. Better let it go than to stand up for the individual's freedom of expression. Hell, from what I'm hearing, they want to erase the Duke from history. I mean, what the Bring it on. I only hope that those who are capitulating today on the Stars and Bars will remember that many in that same minority are joined by a growing group who have the same feeling about the Stars and Stripes. And mark my words, that one day, and it may not be in the distant future, there will be a cry to remove our national flag from the public square, because it is a rallying cry for those who love what this nation and what it once stood for before that transformation. Just something to think about. The Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
And we built up empires. We stole countries. That's, you know, that's how you build an empire. We stole countries with the cunning use of flags. Yeah. You just sail around the world and stick a flag in. I claim India for Britain. And they go, you can't claim us, we live here. 500 million of us. Do you have a flag? We don't need a bloody flag, it's our country, you bastard. No flag, no country, you can't have one.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. A voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Mm-hmm. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old Marines. Well, just a little bit to say the First Amendment right to say in the fighting spirit to keep it in. It's always nice to have a flag, Tom.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, if you don't have a flag, you don't have a country. You know?
It kind of used to be that way. I guess, one of the questions that I think we're going to have here in the near future is exactly what flag we're going to be flying, mentioned in that tirade there. One of the more disturbing stories coming out of this election, and not that there's any shortage of them, but and this one kind of went out there, Tom, and then it went away. I had to go digging for it. But the National World War I Memorial Museum in Kansas City was defaced with anti-voting graffiti on election day.
What?
Now, this museum actually serves as a polling location. But, yeah, they woke up the morning of the election with words, well, spray paint saying, "Don't vote, fight for revolution." There was an image of a hammer and sickle that was always also drawn on the building. Of course, for those that might have missed out that class, hammer and sickle is normally associated with the communists.
Yes.
You wonder if they'd rather be living and flying that flag. And if they really want to do it, I'm certain that they could hop on a flight and go and visit Mother Russia and see how things are.
Yeah, we could book them. We could book them a seat. I don't know how to do that. We'll book them a ride, baby.
If they want to just taste a little socialism, we could fly them down to Venezuela.
There you go.
And they could learn they could learn exactly how to cook horse meat.
There you go. Tell them, tell them to talk to the people that in America that's from Venezuela and the Cubans that are in America from Cuba and why they voted for President Trump.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they don't want to hear the facts, Tom. They just want to be able to smash the window and get some Air Jordans.
Yeah, they want to steal some Nikes.
There you go. Hey, before we join you again next week, remember, 2 o'clock, noon till 2 o'clock broadcasting from the battleship, we do want to wish everybody, all of our Marine brothers out there, a happy birthday, because that's going to happen before that. And hey, remember, Veterans Day, there's tons of freebies out there. But don't forget, you can get a free cup of gumbo and a discount over at Ed's if you want to swing by there. But anyway, enjoy the show, Tom. Great information, great guest. We want to thank everybody that joined us. Remember, keep our heroes in your thoughts. God bless America. Hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!